The Department of Corrections has put visitation on hold in Vermont prisons, and leadership says they check staff for fever every time employees enter facilities. But according to conversations with Vermont inmates, many still have irregular access to soap or cleaning supplies. They must eat elbow to elbow in mess halls, and they continue playing full contact basketball. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
During a recent legislative committee hearing, Jim Baker, the commissioner of the Department of Corrections, told lawmakers that each Vermont prison had been stocked with alcohol-based hand sanitizer, the kind recommended by the CDC to kill coronavirus. But five inmates and the executive director of Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform told VPR that inmates still lack consistent access to soap, towels, and that hand sanitizer. This week, an inmate in Newport, two in St. Albans, and one in St. Johnsbury told me the alcohol-based hand sanitizer promised by the Department of Corrections either has not showed up or was in place only briefly.
We have no, hand sanitizer.
Justin Morrell is incarcerated in St. Johnsbury.
The cleaning supplies they give us has no bleach or alcohol in it, so it doesn't fight or kill the virus.
On top of that, Morrell said he also hasn't had consistent access to regular hand soap, nor has Brian Rock, an inmate in St. Albans. He said last week he used up his bar of soap and had to wait 3 days for the next delivery.
Everybody's trying to wash their hands as much as possible, so the shipment of soap and stuff like that they get for us runs out really quick, and there's not like a full bar of soap. It's a little tiny square of soap that last you 2 or 3 washes and then it's done.
When was the last time you can remember, like, not having soap?
Last week.
An inmate in Newport named Mike Hole said there is no hand sanitizer at all on his unit right now. One dispenser he saw while getting his meds, he said, has the words non-alcohol based on the label. A second inmate in St. Albans named Tyler Hurd told VPR he doesn't have regular access to towels to dry his hands after he washes them. Commissioner of Corrections Jim Baker said his team is trying the best they can.
We have a significant, major, unprecedented overhead team managing this on a daily basis.
He said all facilities are fully stocked with cleaning supplies, although he couldn't say how they were being distributed within the facilities.
When you give me an example of someone who is an inmate that's telling you that they don't have cleaning materials for their individual cell, that's hard to answer what the conversation on the ground is. But what I can tell you is, without any uncertainty, that we have supplied those facilities with the materials they need to clean. And we're cleaning the facilities on a regular basis.
Falco Schilling is advocacy director for the Vermont ACLU. He said the state's response should be consistent across facilities.
The reports that we're hearing are concerning. We know that at the upper levels, the Department of Corrections is taking this very seriously, but that also means that this response needs to be uniform on the ground, and the state needs to be doing everything within its power to make sure that the people who are incarcerated have the adequate protections they need.
The prison for women in Chittenden seems to be taking coronavirus the most seriously. In an online message, inmate Nicole LaRue told me the women have everything they need at the moment to prevent the spread. That includes access to soap and alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And, she said, crews are cleaning nonstop. LaRue said inmates get updates about coronavirus on their tablets and, quote, every headcount, the unit officer personally asks each inmate if she feels sick, which is comforting and beyond, end quote. In the meantime, male inmates say the most information they've gotten from DOC is what symptoms to look out for and how to wash your hands. Brian Rock in St. Albans said correctional officers regularly joke about having the virus.
I know there's a few staff members that are coughing all over the place and like they think it's a joke.
Rock also told me he doesn't think inmates who do have symptoms will tell anyone because, he said, they don't want to be quarantined in the hole. That's the word for segregation, a roughly 6x10 room that's used for punishment.
The chief of security came down one day last week, I want to say it was Wednesday, and said that anybody that exhibits symptoms, they're going to be brought to segregation. held down there while they're tested and waiting for their test to come back. So knowing that we're going to be punished if we get sick, people that feel symptoms or have symptoms aren't going to say anything because nobody wants to be punished for getting sick.
Commissioner Baker told VPR he does not know whether cells previously used for punishment are in fact being used for quarantine. In the meantime, inmates are not practicing much social distancing. All of the inmates we talked to said they are eating meals elbow to elbow with at least dozens, sometimes 100 or more inmates at a time. And inmates in three facilities say they are still playing full contact basketball in the gym. Only St. Johnsbury appears to have stopped providing inmates basketballs, an issue Baker hadn't considered until I asked him about it in an email.
I found out today, based on your good reporting, that that was going on, and we ended that practice today.
Of course, social distancing in prison is a nearly impossible task. To make it easier, Baker said the state has reduced the inmate population by more than 200 people in the last 2 weeks. It's yet to be seen how those left inside will fare as the virus spreads. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.